Citizen. It is a City for You podcast. Welcome to the new episode. I'm happy to share another urban story with you. Listen in and feel free to get back to me through Instagram, Facebook, Patreon, whatever you want, with your comments and to share this episode with someone who you think might be inspired by it. All the necessary links and a short teaser are in the description of this episode. The rest you will hear right now. Enjoy, and remember to notice how a city for you will change after you've listened to this story of a city in a day and night modes.
Thank you so much for coming here.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. We discussed this some time ago.
Yes, before Midsummer, I remember.
Yes, and then we said, let's touch base after Midsummer.
Yeah.
Now it's after Midsummer.
Then the whole summer happened.
Yeah. And how I saw you, I think it was through Instagram and through this plant selling by Bergamot.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly. The pop-up shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
How interesting. Now you're here.
Yeah.
So I don't know anything about you. So tell me and the listeners a bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. I'm a born and raised Stockholmer, and I am also travel blogging, which is my favorite thing to do in the world, to travel and to share the experiences as well. And I've actually lived abroad as well, but I always keep coming back to Stockholm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did you live?
I lived in Ireland, in Limerick, and then I also lived in Brighton, which is outside of London in England.
Yeah.
Yes. And long time ago, I lived in Cyprus as well.
Cyprus?
Yes.
Okay. I'm half Cypriot.
Oh, are you? Wow, that's nice. I lived in Larnaca, actually, and then I worked in Ayia Napa as well.
Wow.
When I was younger, I said.
This is cool. Okay.
Yeah.
But you mentioned traveling and sharing. Does it come together with you? Like, if you don't share your thoughts and ideas, do you enjoy traveling less?
No, well, it just comes naturally, I think. I like to share, and I do travel anyways, of course, and I don't write about exactly everything I do, but it's fun, and I love to be creative as well, so it's nice to post pictures, and I love to write as well. So,
so it's mostly text and visuals?
Yes, exactly. I do stories as well in video format, but I don't do any video in the sense of a film or anything like this.
Interesting. Okay. We can move on to the formal questions and then just slide through them.
Sure.
What is a city for you?
A city for me is something alive and moving. And I think it's something that changes all the time. And that is something I love. Because I feel like when you go to a city and you visit it once, you haven't seen the city or you haven't felt the city. Because if you go in the summer, it's a whole different vibe if you go in the winter. So I love to go back to places to get the whole feeling.
Yeah. I think especially in Sweden, this is really, I think, winter and summer.
Exactly. Maybe that's where I got it from. I don't know. I'm used to it being so, changing.
Yeah. In Brighton, was it like that? No, I mean, seasons change there, but it's kind of the same.
Yeah. Ireland is worse, though, with the weather. But yeah, it changes, of course.
And then in Larnaca?
Larnaca was mostly sunny, but I came there in the winter, which was, Cypriots felt it was cold, and I felt it was summer.
Exactly.
So that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's something that is changing, moving, and I mean, of course, you perceive it through your eyes, through your experience. Why do you think this is something you pick up on from cities?
Maybe because I'm also changing and moving. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I love development. I love to see new things. So, yeah, maybe that is something that I care about as well when I go to different cities to see, oh, what is something different here or what is something I've never seen before.
Yeah. And now I'm thinking about if there is a moment when the city feels like nothing's happening and when I remember someone's responses for some of the questions, the same podcast.
Yeah.
Often people say, at least about Stockholm, that it's very slow during the nights, it's still and nothing is moving and changing.
Yeah.
Do you feel something different?
Well, no, actually, I agree when you say it like that, because if you compare to other cities, they might be really alive. There might be parties or I don't know, but Stockholm, yeah, okay, they slow down during the nighttime and a bit more in wintertime as well.
Yeah. And then it's night in the wintertime.
Yes, and that's the worst. And that's where I go when I go somewhere else.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yes.
But I get the idea that it's not something static.
No, exactly.
You mean.
I feel like there's a lot of people and everyone is doing different things. So, yeah, I feel in Stockholm, there is pulse. Maybe not as much as in bigger cities, but there is pulse.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And maybe just a different kind of pulse.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then what are you for the city?
Oh, I am also moving and changing, yeah. I guess. And for me, I've also lived in different cities in Sweden, mm-hmm. which has been interesting for me. Yeah. I lived in Gothenburg as well, and mm-hmm. I loved it. Mm-hmm. But then also after living in Gothenburg for a while, I felt like, okay, it's not moving. So I needed something new when getting back to Stockholm, I guess. So I feel like I'm a piece of the puzzle to a city mm-hmm. that everything fits in a way.
Yeah, and the movement, this is something you enjoy and require.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I need stillness too, but I also need more that things happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now things are happening outside. People are talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then again, coming back to this being the move, mm-hmm. I would imagine that your personality would also create some happenings around you.
Yeah, might be so. Mm-hmm. I guess because I'm an open person and I like to meet people. I like to meet people when you just go on the tram or whatever. Mm-hmm. And in Stockholm, we're famous for not meeting people's eyes.
Yeah.
But I try to do that sometimes. And sometimes you can see something really nice when you do that. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you can meet someone really grumpy that doesn't want to see you. So, But I try to stay open and awake as well. And maybe that is why I notice things as well.
Yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
And maybe through your blog as well, there's something you add
exactly. You
do to the city.
Yeah, I guess I do. And I try to go out a lot and meet new people and see new places, like new restaurants opening, for example. And when I share that, maybe that makes other people go there. So
exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it was your original intention of the blog? Is it a blog?
It's a blog, but it's also mostly my Instagram through pictures and text.
Yeah.
But I started off just sharing to my friends and then I realized, oh, you can work with this do it as a digital nomad and actually make it into something. Yeah. And that's when I changed it. I had a personal account and then I changed it to That Swedish Traveler to make it more professional and actually try to reach people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah. And does it go together with what you were planning to do before, what you were studying? I don't know.
Well, no, not really. It's just my love for traveling and food and meeting people, I guess.
Beautiful. Yeah. I like how it's more in the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nothing like a project or, just something I started and then I really loved it. And then I realized that you can do so much more than just writing a little note and putting a little picture. You can do so much with these kind of tools.
Yeah. And if you enjoy it, because for me, for example, I think it's much easier for me to do a picture and then the text is something that I need to put some effort in. I'm more visual and like to listen and to see this is something I do very naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But to write and read requires some more attention.
Maybe I'm easier than to take the pictures and write the text. And sometimes I forget to listen because I'm moving so quickly.
This is interesting.
Yes, might be.
But the move, it keeps coming, this word.
Yeah.
So, maybe, when you move, you skip something, but you also see more things?
I guess. And I'm, not really into details. So that might be it, that I like to see the big things or the big changes. And, I might not notice smaller things.
Yeah. But this is very interesting, self-reflection.
Yeah.
And this is something also about cities, because when you come to a new big city, then you see it as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And you get excited. And then, of course, it does have all of these small little details, but you don't have to go so deep.
Yeah, exactly.
There is something to see even in the beginning.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And now I think it could get more into detail because for me, this is linked.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be linked for you.
Mm-hmm.
But the third question is more about lighting.
Yeah.
Night. So how does artificial lighting of a night city affect you?
Well, I haven't ever thought about that question before, but I guess it's important, especially in a cold country or a dark country where you need the light to make a city, to see anything and to navigate as well. And I guess for me, walking or watching the city in the nighttime, I think it's beautiful because in Stockholm, there's a lot of lights and there's a lot of buildings and a lot of things that are lit up. Mm-hmm. And I think there has been some project in Stockholm as well to make the lighting more fun or, yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. But why I said it's linked to details, because I think with light, we have this capacity to choose which details we are showing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, after you mentioned this, like you like to move quickly and see bigger picture. Mm. Do you feel like your movement during the night is different to your movement during the day?
Well, I think in a way, as you say it, I see different things when like the city is dark, but there are highlighted lights, as you said, actually, now when I think about it. But yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. That's what I think.
Yes, it's more like a picture.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I think Larnaca is very different to Stockholm.
Oh, yeah.
At night.
Yes.
Do you have any memories maybe from there?
Well, there's always, you know, the strip where there's a lot of people and there's a lot of nightlife and pulsating. And I think it's more open that you can walk around from different bars or places easily. In Stockholm, it's more like you have these hotspots like Stureplan or Medborgarplatsen. But if you're not on the hotspots, then you have to travel far to get to these places.
To a far and cold.
Yes, exactly. So I think it's more open in a way, even in the nighttime.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. More open, like physically, but also maybe something with people feeling more open.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And you are working in Ayia Napa there.
Yeah, so as well.
Maybe I can imagine Ayia Napa is a very night city.
Yes.
So yeah, and I've never been there during the night.
Oh, okay. So well, then you know, like during the daytime, Ayia Napa is dead. Uh-huh. There's nothing happening. Mm. There is just clubs that are closed.
Okay.
And then in the nighttime, after 7 or 8, it starts to wild up. Yeah.
This is interesting. Very different dynamics.
Exactly. Very much.
Yeah. But you would come there for work, so I guess you also had this different impression.
Yeah, of course.
You wouldn't come there to party.
No.
So
yeah.
Yeah. You would notice other things.
Yeah.
And in the UK, how is it again? Nighttime?
Nighttime, well, I was in Brighton, and that is a city close to the beach. So by the beach there are a lot of clubs and pubs open, and also there's like an old town there that's also really nice in the nighttime. But I think there's like the whole city is more open and light during the light hours. And then again you have these little hot spots throughout the city, which is dark, because you could really, for saying like walking home, it would be dark because those places have no restaurants or anything. So that felt dark. But then just around the corner where maybe there's a city center kind of thing going on, there's a lot of lights.
When you say it felt dark, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Is it, like, what would you associate with it? Is it like,
Yeah, a little bit scary. A little bit. Like, not too intimidating, but like, I feel safe in the light. More safe in the light than in the dark, of course. So,
I mean, also interesting observation.
Yeah.
It could be different.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah.
And even in the beginning, which I found interesting, you said that Stockholm is bright.
Yeah.
And really not everyone says that.
No.
So often people compare it again to other places and they say, oh, Stockholm is so dim. Mm. And for them, it would feel unsafe because it's dim.
Yeah.
But you perceive it as bright.
Yeah.
And probably safe, but I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And I don't know, maybe that's because I'm from here and I feel safe around here. But usually when I travel as well, I do feel safe. But in maybe the darker areas, I feel less safe. So
No, I think this is a point. You being from Stockholm really changes the way you perceive it.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Especially at night when it's so subjective. And we don't really talk about it so much, I think. It's not like, ooh, today I felt so safe in this night street. It's not this like common topic to bring up. I'm glad we keep touching upon these different cities.
Yeah.
Was there something somewhere else in the UK you lived? Brighton and?
No, it's Brighton.
Okay.
It's Brighton.
Yeah. Yes. Gothenburg.
Gothenburg. Yeah.
Gothenburg. I can't say it in English.
Göteborg.
Yeah, Göteborg.
Yeah. Gothenburg in Sweden.
Gothenburg. Yeah, I've been there only once for a day, so I haven't been there during the night. What would your memory be from there?
Well, they have these really nice two streets that are like bar streets.
Uh-huh.
Andra och tredje lång, which are like, it's a student city. Mm-hmm. So this is where all the students go. And that place is also a little bit more like Larnaca. It's open between the bars and you can walk through it. And so I like Gothenburg during nighttime.
Yeah, but it seems like for you, nighttime is a lot associated with restaurants and bars. Also,
yeah.
A specific way to look at the city.
Yeah, I think for me, it's either I'm at home or I'm at a restaurant or bar in the nighttime. Or I might be working out also, but mostly out and eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. During the night, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, interesting. This is, again, I feel like you are doing very well in summarizing your life and being very clear with what you do, because it requires looking
outside. Yeah, like a helicopter view.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what I do in the synthesizing, because of course you're doing different things. Obviously. And now I'll let you dream a little or a lot. Describe to me your idealized day in your ideal city.
All right. So I don't know which city this is, but I would love for it to have water because I love water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I would love to be out with friends, sitting by the water, maybe having a drink or something to eat and maybe taking a walk. I love to be in nature as well. So if there's parks or something similar to like actual nature, that's really nice as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a summer person, so I would prefer it to be summer as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other characteristics that come?
Ooh.
Okay, so water, friends, nature, summer.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of thing, I guess. And then it doesn't matter so much what you do. I mean, if you're in a park, you can have a picnic or you can have... I went to this drive-in cinema with a car a couple of weeks ago here in Stockholm on Gärdet. And it was really nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it organized by the... The festival. The,
That was in Stadium. In Stadion. Okay. Yeah. But it's similar, the same thing. Yeah.
Cool. How did it feel to be part of this outdoor cinema event?
It's so nice. It was really cool, actually. I've never been to it before, so it's nice.
Good they started some outdoor events that make people feel like they can actually go and be near other people.
Yes, exactly. And still outdoors, so that was really nice.
Mm-hmm. And that was during the day.
Yeah.
Okay, how did they do that?
They had a big screen and then it was drive-in, so you had your own car. So you had to bring your own car. Yeah. And then they just had a screen.
So you stay there in the car?
Yeah, yeah. You watch it through the screen and everything. And then the sound was coming not from the big screen, it was coming from a frequency of the radio in your own car. So you had your doors closed and you could sit four people and listen. And watch.
Wow.
Yes.
This is smart.
Yeah. But we were in the backseat. Me and my boyfriend were in the backseat, so we didn't see so good, but we could hear everything.
Yeah. But I mean, this is just like backseat.
Yeah, it's just a fun thing. And we had popcorn and everything, so it's nice.
Yeah. Is it a common thing to do?
No, I never heard about it before in Stockholm, so it was really nice.
Sounds like it makes total sense.
Yeah.
To do this.
Yeah.
Not?
Yeah.
Very private, but still... sharing the same
activity. Exactly, because I think people maybe still are a bit scared to go to the real cinema, and that feels also like an indoor activity, and it's dark, and you know everything. So.
Yeah. Cool. Nice element of your perfect day.
Yeah.
Let's see. Now we move into the night.
Yeah.
So describe to me your idealized night, your ideal city.
Of course. And it might actually be almost the same thing. So I would just like... to go to different places to eat or drink. Summertime, it's nice to have a swim. You know, I like to be outside as well and in like a restaurant or something like this. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's a lot about being with friends or your boyfriend, family.
Mm-hmm.
As I, again, share experiences with each other.
Yeah, I think it's thoughtful about being with other people and enjoying these places.
Exactly. Well, I have two moods. Either I'm at home, like watching a movie, or I'm out meeting people. But I prefer being out and meeting people.
Mm-hmm. And then would you actually feel comfortable with taking a bath when it's dark? Or do you mean it's summer night? So it's
yeah, daylight? Well, I'm on the summer nights. But actually, okay, yeah. We started now, you know, the cold bath thing has been a thing in Sweden now during the pandemic. So I've been bathing since, I think, October last year, trying to go every month at least for in the cold water as well.
Tell me more.
Yeah, well, it's cold.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to go in for so long and like don't dip your head or dip your hands and try to stay. Yeah, because you get really cold when you put it down.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I've been trying it, and we did it actually on New Year's, like the day, New Year's Day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Okay, so it's once a month you go and take a dip in the water outside.
Yeah, I missed like 2 months, but we tried to do it, but this was in May maybe. So, but we went in December and January and February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine it's easier to start somewhere in May. And then
yeah, exactly.
You start in October.
Yes.
Almost a year now.
Yeah, because we went down to, in Malmö, they have Kallbadhuset, which is, you know what it is, you have the sauna, and then you can go swim in the cold water. So we started there in October, and then we thought about it, like, let's do this every month, at least every month.
Yeah, this is a nice activity. Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. And then afterwards, of course, you bring the coffee in your little thermos and the fika, as you do with the kanelbulle or cardamom. Yeah.
Not to forget, you're in Sweden.
Exactly, a little bit like that. So the dip is not always so nice, but afterwards it's really nice.
Exactly. It's a whole experience altogether.
Yeah.
And now you kind of touched upon the summer and it's different, how it's different to the winter.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you want to share about like this? Because now it's the moment where the summer is changing into the winter. Do you feel like you change your lifestyle a little bit or do something special and spend more time indoors, outdoors?
Well, I think I'm starting to stay inside more. And as you mentioned in the beginning, I love my plants. So I stay home and do my little plants, take care of them. And that reminds me also about life, nature and summer, I guess. But otherwise, no big changes. No, in the spring or in the fall.
Yeah. Feels like you are quite independent from the what's happening around, or almost even what city is around.
Yeah, well, I think I like every city. I always find it positive in a way, and I adapt also, I guess. But I've never been to a city that I don't really like.
Cool, you're just open. This is why you are the traveler.
Yeah, I guess.
Not like the critic.
No, yeah, exactly. Oh, I think that's it.
More about the process.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you wanted to add or maybe share about your project? Or I don't give any thoughts before we close the episode?
Well, if you want some travel tips, you're welcome to That Swedish Traveler. Also for food right now. I mean, it's been a pandemic, but I've been traveling a little bit actually. And the food is mostly now about Stockholm, of course.
Nice. These are good tips. I will leave the link in the description.
Cool.
Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you.
Now I feel like I'm looking forward to all the food and the swim, maybe, potentially, sometimes.
That's nice. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us. If you want to get in touch, just search for A City for You. Maybe you already found it.